Families beginning family time during the children's teen years may find the youngsters will not agree at all to such an arrangement. In cases where heated arguments occur between parents and children, so much harm may be done by these fights that I often recommend that the family forget about quality time together. They have simply, though sadly, lost that opportunity. Most educators realize that children are easier to influence than teens or adults. Take a leaf from their book, and if your children are still young, make the most of your ability to mold them with quality moral standards and life principles that can benefit them for years. Keep in mind the goal of training your child in the way he should go, with his future needs in mind. If you take family time seriously in their early growth stages, you will not find yourself in trouble later because you ignored your youngsters in this key developmental stage. Parenting takes training, lots of training. If you wish to parent your children well, you also need to face the fact that you will need some good training in this skill. No one automatically knows how to care for a child, no matter what the stereotypes may lead you to think. While both men and women benefit from parenting classes, in my experience, men seem to need the training more. Mistakenly, many may think of parenting as an instinct. You're born a bad or good parent, and you can't control the factors involved, they believe. Because they feel this way, they resist the training I recommend. Terry, Ann's husband, didn't believe training would do him any good. Because he realized the bad habits that made him a terrible father, he had avoided spending time with his children. Drew seemed to know what to do better than Terry did, so Terry let him take over. But no matter what happened, only Terry could be the real father. If only Terry had realized that he could learn the skills he needed. Just as with any skill, he could improve by reading good books on parenting or taking some classes. When he had become more expert, his children would have enjoyed his presence tremendously, and Terry would have felt more comfortable around them. As a grand prize, Terry would also have met one of his wife's important needs. Hundreds of books on parenting appear in bookstore and library shelves each year. Look for books that show you some sensible ideas for improving your relationship with your children rather than seeking out those that advise you to control them. In the long run, you'll find such ideas more effective. Countless seminars try to explain how to train children. If they stress the parents' respect for the child and show parents ways to improve communication, they too may help. I believe mutual respect and understanding form the foundation of an effective training system. Parent instruction manuals, books, and courses abound with information on everything from toilet training to enforcing bedtimes. But in regard to a woman's need for a good father for her children, far and away, the most significant area any husband needs to work on is learning to discipline children properly. Even more important, he needs to learn how to work with his wife in disciplining children. Some guidelines for fathers follow. 1. Learn how to be consistent. Many fathers make mistakes in consistency, and children don't take long to discover that the rules may depend on daddy's mood. When he feels happy, they can do almost anything, run around the house, throw things, jump on the beds, yell at each other, and have a squirt gun fight. When he comes home grumpy, watch out. Movement of any kind will be met with an angry outburst. Children need to understand the differences in appropriate and inappropriate behavior. In inconsistent disciplining, parents do not always see the same behavior as wrong. It only becomes wrong for Johnny to yell at the top of his lungs when Daddy needs to concentrate on something or doesn't feel up to par. Father, make rules, stick to them, and discipline your children consistently. 2. Learn how to punish properly. While I oppose violence, I do not object to a parent spanking a child. Children whose parents never spank them often run wild. Instead, use corporal punishment wisely, learning when it is appropriate and for what age. Generally, I recommend that parents phase out spanking by the time a child reaches age 7 or 8. Non-corporal punishment also proves effective in many situations, but use it to help instead of hurt your child. Most commonly, parents take away privileges, but they must be dealt with carefully. Some well-meaning parents have taken away some basic rights from older children, only to have their teens run away or even attempt suicide. Don't forget the most effective method of discipline for some cases, rewards. Use them appropriately, making certain you don't bribe a child instead of reward him. Children should not grow up expecting all good behavior to receive compensation. On the other hand, wisely considered rewards can often work to encourage a child to change his behavior, particularly in the case of a well-developed bad habit.